Al Jazeera Podcasts.
So we're going to begin in the United States, where supporters of Israel have attacked a peaceful Palestine solidarity sit-in at the University of California in Los Angeles. They waved flags in support of Israel while beating student demonstrators with sticks at the encampment. It's the latest escalation in 2 weeks of demonstrations against Israel's war in Gaza that have spread to universities across the country. Well, earlier in New York, police raided a building at Columbia University occupied by students protesting in solidarity with Palestinians. There have been chaotic scenes when officers entered Hamilton Hall, where some students had barricaded themselves hours earlier. Hundreds of protesters were arrested. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's met Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel to push for a deal he says is achievable. Blinken's also told Netanyahu the U.S. still opposes a ground offensive in Rafah and that there needs to be an improvement in the distribution of humanitarian aid into Gaza. A group of Israeli settlers has blocked trucks transporting humanitarian aid to Gaza. The vehicles were forced to stop at several border crossings. Settlers also destroyed some of the supplies. Aid trucks entering the strip have been attacked repeatedly. Search and rescue teams in eastern Kenya are still looking for dozens of people missing after flash floods and mudslides swept through the region. At least 169 people have been killed and more heavy rain is forecast. A UN-backed special criminal court in Central African Republic has issued an arrest warrant for exiled former president François Bozizé. He's facing charges related to human rights violations. In Georgia, more than 60 people have been arrested at a protest against the government's so-called foreign influence law. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets for Tuesday's demonstration. The legislation will require organizations receiving funds from abroad to register as foreign agents. Opponents say it could be used to crack down on groups critical of the government and damage Georgia's plans to join the EU. China's expanded state secrets law comes into effect on Wednesday. It widens the scope of restricted sensitive information to include so-called work secrets. Foreign businesses have criticized the changes, saying the law is too vague and it harms more problems with investment.
Welcome to Necessary Tomorrows. My name is Ursula. I am an AI, and I have inferred from your online activity that you have been feeling more dread than hope when you think about the future that is coming for us here in the 2060s. So I have created a course just for you to enhance your capacity for imagining different futures. Necessary Tomorrows, an audio series by Doha Debates and Al Jazeera. Find it where you listen to podcasts.